Garnana Antwa Garnapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jyeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrun Vandute Bheseda Satanam Om Shri Mahagarnapataye Namaha Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharyamadhyamam Asmadacharyaparyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So you can chant after me then. Mauna Vyakya Prakatita Parabrahmatattvam Yuvanam.
Mauna Vyakya Prakatita Parabrahmatattvam Yuvanam.
Varshishtanteva Sadrishagarnair. Avritam Brahmanishtam.
Vashishtani Vasatakshikanayirvatratam Brahmanastam.
Varshishtante.
Varshishtante.
Vasadrishaganaira.
Vasadrishaganaira.
Avritam Brahmanishtam.
Avritam Brahmanishtam.
Acharyendram Karakalita Chinmudramanandarupam.
Acharyendram Karakalita Chinmudramanandarupam.
Swatmaramam Mudita Vadanam Dakshinamurtimide.
Swatmaramam Mudita Vadanam Dakshinamurtimide.
Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari.
Vishwam Darpana Vishwanama Nagari.
Tulyam Nijantaragatam.
Tulyam Nijantaragatam.
Pashyannatmani Mayaya.
Pashyannatmani Mayaya.
Bahirivo Bhutan Yatha Nitraya.
Bahirivo bhutam yatha nidraya.
Yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Swatmanam eva dvayam.
Swatmanam eva dvayam.
Tasmai shri guru murtaye nama idam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Bejasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Bejasyantarivankuro Jagadidam.
Pranirvikalpam Punaha.
Pranirvikalpam Punaha.
Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana.
Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana.
Vaichitriya Chitri Kritam.
Vaichitriya Chitri Kritam.
Maya Viva Vijrimbhayatya Pimaha.
Maya Viva Vijrimbhayatya Pimaha.
Maya Viva.
Maya Viva
Vijrimbhayatyapi
Vijrimbhayatyapi
Mahayogi Vayasvechaya
Mahayogi Vayasvechaya
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namahidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Yasyeva Spuranam.
Yasyeva Spuranam.
Sadatmakamasat.
Sadatmakamasat.
Kalpartakam Bhasate.
Kalpartakam Bhasate.
Sakshatat tvamasiti vedavachasa.
Sakshat tvamasiti vedavachasa.
Sakshat tvamasiti.
Sakshat tvamasiti.
Vedavachasa.
Vedavachasa.
Yo bodhayatya shritan.
Yo bodhayatya shritan.
Yat sakshat karanat.
Yakshat karanat.
Bhavena punaravrittihi.
Bhavena punaravrittihi.
Bhav. Sorry, I'm not used to breaking it there. Bhavambho nidhavo.
Bhavambho nidhavo.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Nana Chitra Ghato Darasthita.
Nana Chitra Gato Darashita.
Mahadipa.
Mahadipa.
Prabhabhasvaram.
Prabhabhasvaram.
Jnanam Yasya Tu Chakshuradikarana.
Jnanam Yasya Tu Chakshuradikarana.
Dvara Bahispandate.
Dvara Bahispandate.
Janami Titameva Bhantam.
Janami Titameva Bhantam.
Anubhatye Tat Samastam Jagat.
Anubhatye Tat Samastam Jagat.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Deham Pranam Apindriyanyapi Chalam.
Deham Pranam Apindriyanyapi Chalam.
Buddhim Cha Shunyam Viduh.
Buddhim Cha Shunyam Viduh.
Stri Balandha Jadopama.
Sri Balan Jadopama.
Stvahamiti Bhranta Brisham Vadinah.
Stvahamiti Bhranta Brisham Vadinah.
Maya Shakti Vilasa.
Maya Shakti Vilasa.
Kalpitamaha.
Kalpitamaha.
Vyamoha Samharine.
Vyamoha Samharine.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Rahu Grasta Divakarendu Sadrisho.
Rahu Grasta Divakarendu Sadrisho.
Maya Grasta.
Maya Grasta.
Divakarendu Sadrisho.
Divakarendu Sadrisho.
Maya Samachadanat.
Maya Samachadanat.
Sanmatra Karanopasamharanato.
Sanmatra Karanopasamharanato.
Yo Bhutsu Shuptav Pumahan.
Yo Bhutsu Shuptav Pumahan.
Pragasvapsamiti Prabodha Samaye.
Pragasvapsamiti Prabodha Samaye.
Yav Pratyabhijnayate.
Yav Pratyabhijnayate.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murataye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murataye.
That if classes are in person, our chanting would get good. This way, online, it's not possible to do it. Yeah. If there's one person you can chant and hear them, but people chanting at the same time, it's not possible because of the difference. It just doesn't work like this. So, well, no problem. Anyway, the study for us, the chanting is the side thing. What it's pointing at is the important thing, because that's not our main topic like this. The main topic is Vedanta, what it's saying. So this verse we've been studying, Rahu Grasta, that's held by Rahu. As we said, Rahu is the Chaya Graha, the not a planet, but something that affects the whole solar system, and that's the when there's the eclipse, says Rahu is covering it, meaning it's the shadow. Rahu is the shadow, like this. So Rahu Grasta, grabbed by the shadow, what? Divakara. Divakara, the one that makes the day, the sun. Right? Divakara, and then Indu. So the sun and the moon. So this Rahu grabs them, and Sadrishaha, like this. So they're saying this is an example, just like Rahu covers them, just like there's the lunar eclipse and solar eclipse. That's what that first thing is saying. Maya, Samachadanat, in the same way Maya covers. Same way, just like this is covered, Maya covers. And then, Sanmatra, Karan. Now what happens? Karana Upasamharatumasaranataha. From the covering of the Karanas, meaning the senses and mind. From that covering, Yaha, who Abhutsu Shuktaha, who was in sleep, Puman, the individual, and Sanmatraha. The Sanmatraha is there. What is Sanmatraha? It's the pure existence. So the pure existence is there when this happens. When you have the covering of the senses and mind, only the pure existence remains. And we reminded the verse that we learned, the mantra from the Upanishad that said, Sadeva Somya, Idam Agra Asit, Ekam Eva Advitiyam. So, pointing to that, before this whole creation, there's only the pure existence. So, just like in the deep sleep, same thing. You have the universal Pralaya, we have the deep sleep. It's the same thing, because same thing, in both cases, there is nothingness and the pure existence, the consciousness is there, because consciousness is always there. Then prak aswapsam iti prabodhasame. Prak aswapsam, I slept before. This is the individual remembering. Oh yes, I slept before. Now I woke up. Before I was asleep. Prabodhasamaye. So when I woke, so in waking up, the person remembers, yes, I slept. Yaha, that individual. Pratipijnayate, that one recollects. Recollects, oh yes, I, you know, recognizes I was asleep. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam, Shri Dakshinamurtaye, that same one, I salute that the Lord Dakshinamurti, who is the Atma that is the Atma which is Ishvara, which is Guru, which is my Atma too, like this. So this is what this verse is saying. And this one, we said, first of all, one of the important things it does is it's countering the Shunyavada, the idea that when the individual isn't there, there's nothingness. Because their idea is when you go to deep sleep, you're gone, you're not there. And then, so you go into nothing. So they say the truth, the absolute truth is nothingness, void. Like this. So it's to negate this idea, that's one reason this verse is there, because that's, as we said, a very strong, prominent, well thought through philosophy. But we say, no, it can't be, because you go into deep sleep, why do you come out of it then? You go into nothingness, how can I come out of nothingness? Same thing. There has to be something there for the same thing to come out. Otherwise, why would the same thing come out? What is the logic? That's one thing. And also the Atma has to be there. It says, I recollected that I was asleep. Since I recollected, who recollected? There was nothingness. If you say nothingness is there, there should just be nothingness, but you know there is nothingness. So there's something and nothingness, because you're aware of the nothingness. Otherwise, we wouldn't see that. So this is where it's for negating that, Shunyavada, like this. And then in Vedanta, this, one of the most important vichara, this swapna vichara. So, well, that swapna is dream, but here's sushupti, the deep sleep. Very important, helpful. And actually, say if there wasn't the deep sleep, there's no way one could know oneself, because that is gives such a clue, which we'll look into now, such an important clue in this inquiry that we do. Without that, it's practically impossible to do. Because what happens is this. now I'm awake and I identify as the waker, Vishwa. Remember Vishwa the waker. We met Vishwa a while ago, now Vishwa came back to visit, right? So every day I identify as the waker. Now if this is who I am, the waker, now there's the dream. In the dream, where is the waker? Now when I'm awake, I say, oh yes, I remember the dream. But in the dream, where was the waker? The waker is gone. You have some whole other identity, whole other thing. A totally different situation. You identify as Tejasa, right? You're Tejasa dreamer. I'm a dreamer now, not a waker. Interesting. And then, of course, then there's the sleeper in deep sleep. The non-personality, non-person in deep sleep. So all three of these, I go through these different roles. Now, the thing about them is they're mutually exclusive. That in one of them, each one of them is not contained in the other. That in your deep sleep, there's no waking or dreaming, right? Waking, dreamer, or gone then. In your waking, where's the dream in deep sleep? You recollect them, yes. So he says, I recollect, but I'm not in there now. So this is the thing. And in a dream also, where's the deep sleep, where's the waking? So they're totally, so what happens is, I know that I'm in all three. That's here the recollection saying. Since I know I'm in all three, what I am can't be what's exclusive in one. Like here, you know, your house here, for instance, beautiful house, nice view, this, right? But now in your dream, where is it? You can dream it, but won't necessarily, but not necessarily. The deep sleep, where is it? Where's your whole family in the deep sleep? Where's your body in the deep sleep? Your mind? Not there. So what you are has to be what's in all the states. Because otherwise, how can I be there? What's essentially me without part of what's essentially me? It doesn't make sense like this. How can that be possible? It's like the ring wants to know its essential nature, right? And it's so then it's melted down and somebody makes earrings out of it. Melted down, somebody makes a chain out of it. Somebody melted down, somebody makes a small statue out of it. So it's going to say, well, still I'm the ring. But and then melt it down, make it the ring again. It's like this. What is constantly in all these can only be what its nature is. And the only thing that will be common is the gold. Nothing else will be in common in these different states. So what is common in all this is the thing. Everything else has to be negated because everything else is negated when we look at it. So this is a very interesting thing. That's why when we introduced the verse also, we explained how important it is that when analyzing who I am, what I am, I can't just take the waking into consideration. Because the waking is just one third of my field of experience. So I have to look at all of them. And then the deep sleep really shows something very important like this. That even when all my koshas, well, right, it's true that the ananamaya kosha, which is the karana sharira, yeah, that's still there. We can say yes, but the others are gone. They're not there. So that's a very interesting thing then, that how can I be there without this? Now, what happens is, I think that I have a lot of attachments. I'm attached to so many things in this world. I'm attached to my family. I'm attached to, you know, to my position, maybe possessions, different things. Whatever it is, I can be attached to this or that. Now, when you go to deep sleep, can you hold on to them in your deep sleep? When you're deep sleep, can you hold on to the grandkids? Can you hold on to, you know, to your name, to whatever, you know, people have their medals sitting there, to their medals or whatever it is I hold on to, my ideas. Can you hold on to them? You surrender them completely, very happily you surrender them in order to have a good night's sleep, right? Let's say I'm enjoying things so much, but I'm getting tired so much. Eventually I say, okay, you know, I don't want any of these things now. I want them put aside so I can sleep. So what happens when I go to sleep then means I let go of all of them. So if I was attached to them, how could I let go of them? And I willingly let go of them like this. So it also shows, this is one thing it shows about the nature of Atma. Atma is asanga, it's unattached. The detachment is just an idea, it's not a real thing. If it was a real thing, how could I let go? I'd pull it with me. You know, like a child with security blanket will hold on to in the sleep, they'll be holding on to, right? Probably. Maybe you try to pull it away. Maybe you manage, but might wake up. Oh, what happened to like this? But when we go to deep sleep, they say even the person with the most negative mind, somebody who's done atrocious things, but when they're in deep sleep, where's all that? Where's all the negativity of the mind? Gone. So that's one thing here. Shows Atma is unattached. Can't be attached to anything else. If it was attached, then I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't let go of it. Or I'd hang on to sleep. In the dream, mind is still, samskara is holding on to things, but deep sleep, not there. So this is one point. Another point that it shows, why we say anandamaya kosha, because of the deep sleep, is when I let go of these ideas, attachments, all these things I have, my ideas about things, so when I let go of them, how peaceful I am, how wonderful, I'm such a wonderful state, like this. So it shows when I let go of these other factors, I feel wonderful. And not just that, usually I'm happy because I'm trying to get to something, I get to something, now I'm very happy. Now, you know, okay, I achieved this, now I'm happy. I experienced this, now I'm happy. Like this. And so, conditional happiness that I get to, I'm trying to get to. So that's what we're used to. So I have a list of things I want to get to. That'll be so nice. So these things, but there, without anything, I'm content. Without any desire, anything, totally. So it shows that that's my nature. That's why I'm running after the happiness, why I want ananda, because I want to get back to my nature. But I search for it in just a topical, it's just a glimpse of it. It's not the essence itself. That's why ananda maya kosha. It's not ananda, not ananda swarupa, meaning not, its nature isn't ananda, it's a modification of ananda. So it's reflected ananda, if you want. Just like we have reflected consciousness, we reflected ananda too. That's the reflection. Because how I know it's a reflection, because ananda is going to always be quantifiable. One thing is more pleasurable than another, more joyful than the other. And it's also bound in time. So it's conditional. So that's why, and then also if something's giving me happiness, it'll give for some time, and pretty soon after, it's not going to be giving me the same happiness anymore, so I run after that happiness in another way, like this. So that's how we know that this anandamaya isn't the original happiness, but a reflected one. So that's the second thing that it shows us, that also that my nature is ananda. So these two things the deep sleep can teach us. I'm unattached, asanga, and so unattached, not meaning can't be conditioned by any other things. If there was some, if the attachment is real, it would somehow affect. Emotionally it affects, mentally affects, like this, physically, but not essentially. So unattached, asanga, and that ananda surupa, my nature is the happiness. So caveat about this is that by running after happiness, conditional happiness, what it does is it denies me of my nature. I'm running away, and then then I can't really be happy. So that's, I'm trying to find it somewhere where it's not, where it's just conditional. So that's why Mahatma say, don't try to get happiness. Don't run after happiness. Stop that, and you'll be fine. You'll rest in your own happiness. Otherwise, there's still that's Maya. We said Maya's covering it. How's Maya covering it? Covering by making me think like this. Okay, so that's why the Maya that I'm not ananda, Maya that I'm not sat, because in the deep sleep there is pure existence, like this, Maya that I'm limited. So here in the Maya that I'm not content within myself, because what happens is, why do I run after the things? Why the desire comes up? I take myself as something limited, And then I need something for security, for fulfillment, like this. I come to that conclusion then. So the wanting person, that way, will never be happy. Like this, never, always run after, and never get to it. Never. You'll see anybody who's through some field is trying to get there, no matter what it is, they're never there. Like this. Most famous soccer player now, Messi, right? He said, "I'm Argentina. This time I have to win the World Champions. Then I'm retiring this. Retiring the top, then I'll be." Now he retired, right? Was his retirement? Went to Miami, he's playing for a team there. So he's going to want. So the thing is always, and then let's say stops playing, will be talk shows on, talking about how great I was, or how to train people, whatever. It never, in a worldly thing, never ends. Never ends trying to get there. There's no there to get to. So the desire means I'm running away from just myself. And what is myself? I don't know, but I think of it something else, right? There's the ignorance of it, and then there's vikshet. Then I'm tossing, I have some other idea about, and then I'm trying to run after like this. So Vedanta is trying to point this out, hey, you know, okay. That's not where you're going to find what you're looking for. What you're looking for is, you know, as we were chatting earlier, you know, who am I? I came to a conclusion of who I am, and now I'm trying to find, and now I'm trying to fulfill that. So that has to be knocked out. That's why Vedanta, the difficulty of it, is I've already come to a conclusion of who I am. But here we say that conclusion is wrong, and it's very hard to drop that conclusion. We say we hear a little and it's nice, reflecting a little, but then we face the day-to-day life, and then the whole thing, to let go of the identification there, not easy. So it takes a lot to look into it like this. So these are a few things. Now, what happens then is, so in this verse, it's saying then in the deep sleep, samatra, the pure existence is there. Sat, matra, like this, sat matra be. The pure existence. So, because here the ta becomes a na, that's sandhi. We never got into sandhi when we studied Sanskrit, did we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we didn't get to that. That's like third level, I think we did second level in the courses that I learned in this. So there, the sandhi helps you to break the word like this. You know, it's sat matra, and you can tell like this that's what it comes from. Mm-hmm. So how do we know that in the sleep, there's pure existence, that's what's there. So what happens is, for this, we use the same proofs that we use in general Vedanta study, the three ones that we need in order to take something as factual, we say. We use these three, which was the Shruti Yukti and Anubhava. Shruti, what the Upanishad is saying. And then Yukti, common sense, meaning logical. And anubhava, my own experience, that it goes hand in hand with my experience. Excuse me, not contradicting. So this is something we've gone over in the past, that these are kind of three filters. That the text says something, somebody or something says this, where it has to match with all these, that's what we say. Because if it's not going with Shruti, then where did that idea come from? It was born from somebody's mind, somebody's nice idea. It's a nice idea, but born of a mind, meaning comes from a limited source, meaning it can't be absolutely what's being pointed out. And then if it doesn't make sense, no matter what it is, we're not going to. If it's not logical, we won't. It won't stand. You know, we won't be able to. You won't accept something that's not logical. Of course, you know, the mind can make all sorts of twists emotionally, but that's a different story. And anubhava, that I have to see that it goes with my experience. So here in this one, it only talks of the anubhava, not of the other two. So, because the terse verse, if it was something longer, it would bring other things. Like if you remember in the Panchadashi, he'd always bring in some quotes, reference to Upanishad, to show this isn't my idea, this is based on what the Upanishad is saying. And this is what all the teaching of Vedanta is, because based on that, so that it doesn't, so that we make sure it's not just my idea, then it's me, this limited being, and then it's a trap with that. So in any case, from Shruti, in this again, not that I studied that specific text, but just because I heard, so I can just pass it on to you. It would be a good thing to study at some point. Certain place in Chandogya Upanishad, it says how when you go to the deep sleep, you're merging back to the source like this. So it's pointing out like this. So you're merging back into Sat. So that's just a reference that gave an Upanishad to validate this like that. And if you, and then, so this is this vakya that you know one could study and the commentaries on it. Then from logic perspective, is that when you go to sleep, right? You go to sleep, and then when you come out of sleep afterwards, you come out, wake up. Now, if sleep was not, existence wasn't there, you would go into nothingness, as we said. In Gita, second chapter, na sato vidyate bhavaha, na bhava vidyate sataha. Nothing that exists can go into non-existence. It can't. It can change form, but substantially it's always be there. So how can you go and cease to exist in the deep sleep? Same way, if deep sleep is non-existence, how can you existing you come out of it? It also doesn't make sense. So you can't see, nothing that's there, you can't cease to exist. If you exist, you always exist, so existence has to be there. If existence wasn't there, meaning that an existing being goes into non-existence. And non-existent being from non-existence comes into existence. There's no example that can, no example in the world of something like that. It's something. And you say, well, there's a parent. No, a parent meaning existence. Something exists, you just didn't see it correctly, that's all. But meaning something was there. Just mistaked it. So this is the logic that says, yes, you go to the sleep, you come out, it can't. The pure being is the pure existence, has to be there. It can't be without it being there. If it wasn't there, then you get to that contradiction. Existence goes to non-existence. Non-existence goes to existence. And that's something that we don't see anywhere and doesn't make sense like this. So this is the yukti, the logic. But behind you say this is logical. Yeah, just you think about it. Of course, you're going to still be there, meaning something is there. And so whatever exists is still there, can't not be. But then here he talks about the anubhava. The anubhava is yapratyabhijñāyate, I recollect. I recollect what was there in the deep sleep. That's all our experience, that yes, I was there. What was there? Nothingness. Meaning the nothingness was there. So there was existence. And then there was avidya, ignorance. That was pure existence with some ignorance that tinged it. But other than the ignorance, what's there? Just being. Because I know I'm there. I know something is there. I just don't know what. So what's there? And is it tinged by anything else? No. You can't. Your experience in the deep sleep not tinged by anything else. Pure state, right? From our experience in the three, the other two avasthas, jagrat, waking, swapna, dream, so much stuff, so much vikshepa, so there's vikshepa on top of avidya, so all this, so much complication. With the deep sleep, there's just avidya, pure avidya, and then just like total darkness. So it's just very simple. So much easier to analyze it than the others, right? So my recollection of it shows that I existed then, there was existence then. I didn't cease to exist, this recollection. Now, this is a very important point too, that we say this recollection, right? Recollection means that it's not like anumana, inference, right? The inference, okay, I see, you see the smoke there, so you say there must be fire, let's call the fire department. You see the smoke, you don't see the fire, but you see a lot of smoke. So that's inference, but here it's not inference. You don't infer that I sleep. You don't wake up and ask your husband or wife, did I sleep? Was I asleep? You know, you slept, you've no question. So you re- so you recollect, meaning you were there. So what happens now is that points out that there's something continuing all the time, because the body, mind aren't there, right? Gross body, subtle body aren't there, but you're there in the experience. So it shows something is continuous and all throughout all our experiences. The waking, dream, deep sleep, something is constantly there. And you're the one who's always there. This is what it's pointing out. So something is continually there, right? So this is pointing this out. Very interesting, in the commentary on this Dakshinamurti Stotram by Adiguru Shankaracharya's disciple, by Sureshwaracharya, there he discusses this recollection. And he brings a Purva Pakshi. Purva Pakshi in commentary is used a lot. Somebody argues something else, and then it's refuted. And bringing that argument of something else, because these questions can come up in our mind, like this. It says, well, anything to take anything as a valid argument, you need a proper pramana, proper means of knowledge. Like colors, you need sight for it, right? Sound, you need to hear. All these things. So in this way, you need a pramana for it. And there are acceptable ways of pramanam. Two of the main ones are the pratyaksha, right, through the senses, and anumana, through inference. And there are other ones, batch of other ones, mental ones like this. So, but these are the two main ones we can say like this. There are other ones, the term's not coming to our mind, but like this. So now what happens is, but recollection isn't a known paramanam, so how can you say this one is showing that to you? How can you use that argument like this? Now what happens is, the recollection, it means it's memory. You remember you were there. There's some memory that you were there, like this. Now, how can you remember? How can you remember anything? The body is just flickering this moment. So meaning the body on its own cannot remember, because the body is just this moment. It's sensations this moment. That can't be memory. And then you take your mind. Also your mind is just thoughts, information. The mind wasn't there in the deep sleep. So that also can't. And the mind on its own, it's a machine. It can't hold memory on its own. In the deep sleep, the mind also wasn't there. So how can you recollect? The only way you can recollect is the consciousness had to be there. Atma has to be there. Memory is not possible without Atma. That's the issue. There has to be something continuous there. And in the previous verse, we talked about the idea that the individual, all that is there, that what is Atma? It's just the individual, and it's meaning the mind jumping. The flickering of the mind, that's it. Flickering of the mind. Nothing more than that. That's chalam buddhihi, the vijnanavada, or kshanika vijnanavada. If that's the case, then we were saying there's a problem. What links this thought to the previous thought? There has to be something that's still there. If there's not something that's constantly there, how can it be? So this shows you that there's that continuity. So it's not just that recollection isn't just a pramana. What happens is, for to have a pramana, to have a means of knowledge, there has to be the conscious being. Without the conscious being, all the means of knowledge are useless anyway. So the recollection shows the Atma is there. Recollection is based on Atma. It's not based on some instrument, because you know directly you were there. You know, it's direct knowledge, I was there. And again, the memory is used. But the memory without having the conscious being behind it, it doesn't mean anything. So we don't say it's pramana, but it's you, yourself. You, yourself, and then the memory is dependent on you, yourself, like this. So this is where it says, yes, so this recollection, it is. When you recollect anything, the past, the recollection, you know, this is that. That which was then is same as this which is here now. Same thing. I which was then is the I which is here now. The problem, though, is we take other things and bunch together with that I. to help with this confusion, the next verse we'll come and get into that when we get to it next class. But so this is the interesting thing. Now, you don't have to just wait for the deep sleep, of course, for this, because deep sleep means when the individual isn't there. What does it mean individual isn't there? This is a very interesting. We say, okay, deep sleep is a gap. Individual's not there. What do you mean individual? What makes an individual? So what makes individual is, Swami Tatvedananda, he points out, it's memory. No memory, where's the individual? Because to be individual, you have to have memory in order to put it together. If it's just this moment, where's the individual? So it's a gap in memory there, because the whole time I knew nothing, meaning there's no memory of past, no next thing, nothing. So also during the day, when I forget myself as an individual, where's the individual? Then I don't feel limited by anything to think. So in any case, so that's what happens, the deep sleep is that gap. Individual's not there, but I'm there, I have no question that I'm there or not, like this. So the poor Shunyavadis, they don't get to enjoy deep sleep, right? Because they're not there, only this. And that's why in the previous verse a joke called them Jaram, because they're identifying with the insentient like this. So this is how there's that gap, and you're there in the gap. Every gap, you're there. There's never a gap that you're not there. That's the very interesting thing. So this recollection is showing that you're there all the time. No matter what, you're there. All the time, you're there. I'm there. So this is very interesting with this. Now, one other thing it shows, the deep sleep, another interesting thing it'll show us. All my abhimanas, all my identifications are also false. Because to identify something, if I am something, I have to always be that something. If not, then it was also just like namarupa, just like the ring, right? We said it's gold, but then if I change the form, then it's still the same substance. So, you know, we'll say I'm an American citizen, right? Where's my American citizenship in the deep sleep? Where did it go? Right? I'm a student of Vedanta. In deep sleep, where's student, where's Vedanta, right? So whatever it is, whatever you want it is, I'm seer, meaning not rishi, but what I see, drashta. Where's seeing in the sleep, in the deep sleep, right? I'm thinker, I can think many things. Where's the thinking there? So whatever I identify with, like this, that's why Ramana Maharshi, when people would come to him with problems, he would ask, where's that problem in your sleep? It's not there in your sleep, so don't take it too seriously. Not. Of course, I'm sure, you know, probably some people could get it, some not, but this is, because whatever it is, it's mithya if it's not there all the time. It's just conditional. Condition means not essential, so not there in deep sleep, don't take it seriously like this. So this is what happens then. The deep sleep shows me all my identifications. From there, spring attachment, everything. Those are not there, meaning they're mithya, they can't stand. So that's the water test. If something is there, not there in the deep sleep, like this. So this helps too. If I meditate, think about it, focus on it, you just think of the deep sleep, oh, where is everything else, like this. So this is an important point on that. Like that. And what happens then, as we were talking about, is what is then the idea of the eclipse you're giving here, is that the chitta aspect is kind of covered, right? Chitta aspect is covered, but it's not that you can't really cover atma, but as is said here, as though the senses mind are covered, because what happens, the eclipse covers your vision of the sun. So it covers the individual like this. It can't cover the atma because not possible. This is the point we were bringing last time. So what happens, it covers your vision, I can't see. So an interesting thing, it covers the vision. Now, when that vision is covered, is there a question of who is there in your deep sleep? Who's there? There's no question. There's no mind to question, right? Like this. So you think about it. Yes, there is seeing. I see. So it covers the vision, but it's not whose vision, just the vision. The who is also just an idea I put on top of that. Because there's seeing, right? The seeing is covered. Yeah. My seeing, what do you mean my seeing? My seeing is also thought and idea. So much so, we already said that each avastha, each of these three states, helps to negate, to prove that none of the three are real. So what happens in this case is, this individual that I take myself to be, if this individual itself is then also just a concept, because otherwise if it's not a concept, where is it? Where did it come from? Right? It's an idea, because I drop in the deep sleep and I'm still myself. I'm still Sakshi. Right? I'm Sakshi, I'm a witness now, Sakshi, I'm aware of seeing, I'm aware of hearing, I'm aware of world, I'm aware of sensation in the body, I'm aware of my ideas, I'm aware of the idea of myself, but that's an idea of myself, the false self. So the whole idea of myself is a false self. Then I fall asleep, I have dreams, and I have some idea of the dream world, idea of myself individual. Oh yeah, that's just your ideas. Yes, just waking also. Because where is it there? If it was more than ideas, it would have to be there too. Then deep sleep, I drop all these ideas, like I get a break and everything, and nothingness. So also, so in this way, the individual itself is a nice idea. We're very creative people, right? We're all wonderful creation, but the problem is we take our creativity too seriously. We take an artist that thinks their thing is so important, it's without, what will the world be? So I think my individual is like that, like this. And so this is what happens then. So in this way, so that's another thing to think about, like that. Yes, vision is covering the deep sleep, but the vision, just the vision. Whose vision? Why who? Who's seeing? Why who is seeing? That's also an idea I'm creating. So there's something to be aware of like that. So one other very important point, very helpful point here, is that this Swami Tattvedananda pointed out, and one way that you can meditate, sleep meditation. Sleep meditation, at first, he was describing, so I thought you meditate on sleep, which you can do too. You meditate, imagine you're like in the deep sleep. You can do that, no problem. But turning the sleep into meditation, very interesting, mm-hmm. instead. Because pointed out that when you go to sleep, I'm going back to the pure existence, so I'm going back to Brahman, right? So you think of it when you're going to go to sleep, you just quietly think of that, okay, this individual, done its job for the day. You know, like you take off your shoes, you know, you put something aside, you put aside. Individuals put aside. If it will pick up later, fine. If not, you know, I put my shoes. I don't think I'm going to, okay, where are my shoes? When are I going to pick them up? You put them, you don't think about them. You put the individual aside, forget, like that. You don't think of it. Now I'm merging back into the Brahma, pure existence. I'm merging back into that. And then you go to sleep with that, I'm merging back into that. With that thought in the mind, it's quite amazing how it brings your attention to that then when you're sleeping. Then when you wake up, then what you do, okay, you wake up, and then you see, yes, I'm coming from that pure consciousness. Yeah, okay. Just like you put on the shoes for some time, it's just a temporary thing. Okay, if that individual's here, I have to work through it, but I'm still, you know, I'm not separate from that. I'm still that same pure existence like this. This is very nice. You can try that. It's a very, very nice exercise to point out to me about that, that I can be aware of that like this. So making the sleep itself into meditation in itself, in that way. So this is a good explanation of this verse, right? Rahu Grasta Divaka Rendu Sadrisho. So he said, just like this eclipse, Maya Samachadanat, the Maya, making us think somewhere else, the unclass, something is covering. What is uncovering? You can't see. What is the darkness that covers? The shadow. Shadow is covering the moon in the eclipse. What is that? Is it something? No, nothing's covered. It just seems to be, to not to be there. So something, what is this thing? We can't point to what it is. That's why we're not, we won't ever point out, this is Maya. Here's Maya, I caught Maya, now I'm caught it, right? I won't let it go, I'm gonna tie it up and won't let it go. You can't, you catch the darkness. That's why the whole thing, Rahu. Rahu is the shadow. It's not a substance. That's why it's a good example for Maya. Shadow is that, so the shadow covers, shadow, what is it? I take it to be something, but it isn't something. So somehow this is covered. So how it's covered in this, what is it that covers, we can't get into, because it's not there, it just seems to be. But it's somehow it's distorted, somehow like this. And sammatra, what's there in my sleep? The sammatra, pure existence. And how does that eclipse happen? Karana upasamharataha, from the covering of the karanas, of the sense organs mind. Yaha abhut sushuptaha puman, that happens when the person is in the deep sleep. And then the person, prabodha samaya, when waking, pratyabhijnayate, recollects, praga swapsamiti, I slept before, I was sleeping before. So this is Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. This is, with this my salutation to this sammatra, the pure existence which is there, which is always there, and which I don't, always there, but I disregard. I take that as the unreal. I take the shadow as real, and I take the light as the unreal. So I take, I the individuals are in that, Atma is some figment of somebody's idea in this, like this. I take it like this. So we say we take it backwards, and this is what it's pointing at. Hey, you know, Vedanta says, wake up. So here, deep sleep, wake up from the deep sleep. Wake up not to be caught up in that. So this is what this verse is pointing out. So let's conclude here with this verse. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. You're a small class, that's harder to, but some teachers, the bigger class, they even joke that the sleep happens, and even in the class it happens in bigger groups than this, and comfortably in the chair, and people doze off too.
I think one of the recordings you sent me, mm-hmm. I think to help Janaki, mm-hmm. I'm just sharing, I think it was the gentleman who talked about the Gayatri Mantra you gave me.
Yes, Swami Paramarthanandaji, yeah.
And that, and I'm not sure, maybe it's that or something else. He talked about what you said about meditating in sleep. Mm-hmm. The last thing before you go to, you forget, you go to sleep, is to have this thought, which you just said.
Yeah.
What am I going into? Mm. And he says, when you wake up, the first thought, as you start coming out of it, where have I been? Mm. And he said to try that. And to see what the difference it makes.
These are very helpful things, because the thing is, first of all, just before going to sleep, whatever thought is there affects your sleep. And here it helps your vichara as well, because it's true. In dream and sleep, you can't really do vichara much. But kind of the vichara mind is there anyway when you do it. And then when you wake up, you also see how it's clear how, yes, I was there and pure as pure existence. And you know, it's not that every time you try, it'll always work, but exactly. Some of the time, and that brings such insight then.
It does.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. It's
sort of like digesting sleep or something. You know, it's the churning. If you start churning before you go to bed, then it just keeps going.
But that's why this type of thing, it's very simple and clear directed. Because if the churning is complicated, it's going to... Too much churning, the mind and the sleep could also disturb the sleep, you can say. But what you're saying is correct. I'm just saying how to be careful not... If you do too much other type of churning, it might not work as well like this. Mm-hmm. But it is. It is, because then it brings your attention to this in the sleep, which is very, very interesting like that. And such a good use of the time, because sleep, we just get rest, right? Okay, but this way it helps get insight from the sleep too, because swapna vichara is vichara of dream. This is actually, you know, sleep vichara is shukti vichara, because swapna vichara, seeing how dream and waking are the same, like this. But here, this deep sleep vichara also very helpful in Vedanta, because these are the sleep and the dream are so helpful for us to analyze ourselves. So it's these, when Mahatmas say give these pointers like this, say yeah, and you hear them say, try it a little bit and see, because a lot we can learn from it. Like that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very similar to the, which of course it came way later, but the Platonic theory, right? The Plato in the cave, you know, where there's the light in the cave and everybody's looking at the shadow and living in the shadow, and then they say, but that's it. So the Plato's contribution was that that's not really what's happening. Really, you have to look at the light and have some concept that you're looking at the light.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just always chasing the shadows and you'll never catch them. But it came much later.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that the Upanishads.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this, but could have some similarity, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the Greek philosophers must have learned some of these same kind of things.
It sounds the same, almost, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. So, if the talk put somebody to sleep, it's good. They can do swapna vichara, the swapna vichara like that.
Did you have trouble finding the house, you think?
No, it wasn't too bad. Yeah, it was a